One midwinter's day, I walk down Bank Street. It's a short, steep street that leads from Main Street down to Duck Creek Harbor. Duck Creek Harbor was once the commercial center of Wellfleet when commerce was primarily by boat. Here, a narrow wooden footbridge, known as Uncle Tim's Bridge, crosses the tidal creek to Cannon Hill. Cannon Hill is a small mound of glacial deposits, dotted with pitch pines and surrounded by salt marsh, and used by local residents as an informal park. The vegetation of this marsh island is sparse and fragile, and the hill has a worn and overused look, with several severely eroded gullies scarring its sides. But it offers a commanding prospect of the town, a place from which to stand and gather it all in one sweep of the eye. It was an unusually warm day. The town was enveloped in fog, the tide out, and the sere marshes and dark gray mudflats of Duck Creek exposed and richly aromatic. I walked across the bridge and up the scarred and tattered flanks of Cannon Hill. From the top, the outline of the town was obscured in the middle distance. A fast tide was beginning to course through the old railroad dike, filling the marsh, and the mist-hidden steeple of the Congregational Church chimed seven bells, or 3:30 in ship's time. To the north, I could make out a flock of ducks paddling and feeding at a bend in the upper creek. A large bird flew from the east over the trees and marsh toward the church. I recognized it as a harrier, or marsh hawk. I knew this, not from any visible markings or even the bird's shape, which was obscured in the fog, but from its wavering, feathery, seemingly unstable flight. It was so unlike the steady, imperturbable flight of gulls, who always seem in perfect agreement with the winds they fly through. The harrier's flight, by contrast, appears nervous, uncertain, as if the hawk were about to be overturned by each slight shift in wind or position. In fact, it's superbly fashioned for shifting, low flight among the dunes and marsh grass where it forages for rodents. It must therefore fly that way, no matter where it is, never having learned or needed to soar. In the same way, I knew that the ducks in the creek were black ducks, even before I caught the intermittent wink of silver wing linings as they flapped over the water. I knew them from their manner of congregating, like sheep, all beaks tending to point to a common center. I knew these birds, I realized, not by appearance or field marks, so much as by gestalt, a kind of generalized instinctive recognition formed by long acquaintance and frequent meetings over many years, so that the recognition was a fitting together of memory and image. This, I thought, is one of the advantages of growing old in a place we know, with familiar surroundings and familiar inhabitants. As our senses falter and dim, we continue to recognize the things we love by their more general form and motion, by their distilled essence combined with our memory. Just as we recognized instantly the rhythm and inflection of an old friend's voice, or her posture and walking gait, even when we can no longer make out her words or features at a distance.